May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please be seated. I was very privileged to meet a member of the congregation this week. A member of the congregation who told me of the time when he first came to faith, how he was distressed and did not know where to turn. And somebody that he met told him about Jesus and told him about faith in Christ. And this man absolutely knew that he needed this. He said, "Tell me more." And he prayed and he committed his life to Christ. It turned his life around. His story, the story of his life, changed because his story became woven into the timeless story of the gospel and of God's love. And then a few years ago, he moved here to Folkestone, and he turned up one morning at the door here, and he was welcomed. And somebody asked him, actually, pretty much straight out, to do something for the church. And it made him feel as though he was really wanted, that he could have responsibility and actually take part in the life of the congregation. And he still does that job today, very gladly. His story was woven into Christ's story, and then together was woven into the story of the church. And he's been a member of this church and taking part of the responsibility for this church for some years now. It's all woven in. God is among us, weaving a tissue of truths. The woman in Samaria encountered Christ, and her story was surfaced by Jesus. It wasn't necessarily a very good story, was it? She clearly had a series of relationships that were broken, and then a new relationship, and that was broken. And yet Jesus didn't condemn her at all, did he? Did you notice that? In fact, possibly the other way around. It is traumatic to experience a series of broken relationships, as I know in my own experience. This woman was probably a very broken woman. He spoke to her. He surfaced her story, and then her story became intertwined, interwoven with the story of Jesus, with the story of God's love, with the story of the sending out of Christ to draw people to himself and to become all that they're meant to be through faith in him. She goes, of course, to the village very excited and says, "Guess what? The news is passed on, the villagers come out, and behold, their story becomes interwoven with the story of God's love as well." And before you know it, you don't just have a village community, you have a church community. And then all there they are, their individual stories woven together with Christ's story, woven together with the story of one of the first faith communities in Christ's name that we have recorded. God is among us, weaving a tissue of truths. It's been a wonderful week for St. Mary and St. Eanswythe Church, particularly for the story of St. Eanswythe. I don't know if you've heard any of the news programs, read the newspapers, listened to people who are excited by the news that we really do have present with us in this church, as I know some of you always knew that we did, but it's been proven to be St. Eanswythe herself. Of course, this church wouldn't have been here in the particular way it's been here without her, but she came to birth at a time that was very, very fragile for the story, for God's story, the story of the gospel in this land. 597, Augustine came from Rome and reintroduced Christianity to these parts, into the Kingdom of Kent, and Ainsworth's grandfather was converted. Eventually her father was converted, and she was brought up in the Christian faith, but things were very, very shaky at that time. But she wove her life, her story, into the story of Christ, her God, and created a community here of prayer and compassion. And it became the foundation, really, of Folkestone, of the Vale, of this church. And so the story of this church has become interwoven with the story of Ainsworth and with the story of Christ, who she honoured above all in her life. And has become the story of this faith community down the ages, all down the years. And we're inheritors of that. And so in our congregation too, our stories are woven together with Ainsworth's story, woven together with the story of Christ in this community and with the story of Folkestone itself. God is among us, weaving a tissue of truths. There are other peoples whose stories have been woven with Christ's story and with the story of this church, and have shaped the story of this church community, this faith community. Matthew Woodward is an obvious example. He shaped very, very much, not just what you see around you, but also the very shape of the liturgy, the way that we do things here. He started very much, I understand, from an evangelical background, but was influenced by the Oxford movement, which gave birth to the Anglo-Catholic expression of worship within the Church of England, and we're inheritors of that. I've been hearing about Peter Cole. Peter Cole, with all his energy and with all his vision, who shaped this church as he wove his personal story into the story of the congregation, and with, of course, Christ's story in his own life. I've been hearing about David Adlington, who did the same, very different character, with his pastoral care and gentleness, bringing the love of Christ to so many people, not just within the congregation, but in the wider community too. And this loss, of course, the bereavement caused by that and by a 2-year vacancy, has also affected the life of the congregation. It shaped the congregation, how we feel ourselves to be and how we are together in this place, all bound up with those things. And your story, as your story has been woven into Christ's story and woven into the story of the community of faith here, you too have shaped this church. I would say that so, even if this is your first time here today, just by being here, as you interact with people, you will change the dynamic of this community of people and community of faith. And some of you have been here a very, very long time. How long have you been here, Ronnie? Oh, Ronnie's gone. 1947. All right, 1947, Ronnie's been here, but he's just taking a little rest right now. And his story, of course, and other people who've been here for so many years have shaped this church. Your story is very important to me, by the way, because our challenge is that we write together a new chapter in the story of this church and of this faith community. St. Ainsworth is going to be very much an important part of that new chapter too, for the raising of her profile beyond this community where she's always been honoured, has brought attention to other people, many of whom have quite a lot of money that I want, right, for this church. And so we'll be looking at ways in which to get that. So because it would seem as though there's a possibility for this church to become something of a pilgrimage centre, a centre for pilgrimage. That would be my vision, I think, part of my vision. Not just for the glory of this church building or the glory of the past or the glory of the present congregation, but in order that other people might encounter Christ here And so that their stories, as they walk through the door and encounter the stories that are told here through the paintings and the pictures and the architecture and the words, could also encounter Christ, and their story might be interwoven with his story and a new story brought to birth because of it. Christ is among us, weaving a tissue of truths, the truth of his presence in your life, the truth of his presence in the life of this church, not just now, and not just when Ainsworth founded that first nunnery, but the truth and all the way through the various iterations of the community of faith here down the ages, as we carry that story of Christ here. We are all woven together in the story of Christ. Your story, as I say, is important to me as we consider carefully, cautiously, yet boldly, the next chapter that we will write together of the story of this community of faith. And so I want to get to know you better than I have been able to do at the moment. I've been here a month, I've talked to some of you, but I haven't had the opportunity to talk to all of you. And I hope you don't mind that I've done this. It seems a bit sort of formulaic, but actually what I've done is there's a piece of paper over there, and there's some dates and times. And I'm just wondering if you would be prepared just to spend an hour with me, individually. And if you're here as a couple, not as a couple either, but as actually as individuals, spend an hour with me and have a coffee with me. Talk to me about your story, the story of your life, and also talk to me about how you see the church here, what your experience of it has been, what your hopes and your dreams are for it, what your fears might be. If you would spend an hour with me, perhaps you would be prepared to take a look and see if there's a date and time that's convenient to you on that piece of paper over there. Just pop your name in and then a telephone number and an email address, just in case something comes up, so I can put it in my calendar and I can get in touch with you if a funeral happens or something like that. I want to leave you with some questions. How has your story been woven into the timeless story of Christ's love? What things have you experienced? What people have you met who have shown you Christ's love and have been the occasion for you to be able to inch closer to Christ and weave your story into his? I want to ask you this question. I want to ask you, what is the next chapter in the story for you personally, as an individual, with Christ? What are the next steps that you will take? What chapter will be written? I want to ask you this. How is your story being woven into the story of this church community? How has it been and how will it be? Whether you've been here since 1947 or whether you've only just come in for the first time today. How is your story being woven into the story of this church community? What is God calling you to be and do here? We have our annual parochial church meetings soon. Very exciting meeting. Yes, we all want to come to that. But actually, it's the place where we hear what the story of Christ has been in this church over the last year. And it's the time when I share with you some of the vision that I have for the year to come. It's the place where we will be electing two church wardens, two of the representatives for the deanery synod, who will have the power to elect people to the general synod. All of those will be on our parochial church council, our PCC. And we can have a maximum of nine elected places on the parochial church council, the PCC. Only three of those will continue to be filled, which means we have six vacancies. Will you join with me in shaping the future of the church as a member of the PCC? Is God calling you to do that? Or perhaps you might think that God is calling someone nearby you in the church to do that, but they haven't realized it yet. Maybe you need to speak to them and say, I think you could do that. I think that might be you. Encourage one another as we see one another's gifts. Would you pray about it? Pray about what role should be yours in the church going forward, in creating a team of people with vision from God, honouring the past and taking ourselves into the future in a new way, in which we celebrate God's love, celebrate the life of Christ, celebrate his truth as he reveals what we're really for as individuals and as a community, and how that connects with the story of his unconditional love. God is among us, weaving a tissue of truths.